The Mashrihi Foundation, which advocates for marginalised people in Pakistan, has proclaimed April 20th as a day of prayer and fasting dedicated to Aja Bibi. The Christian woman is in prison, having been sentenced to death for blasphemy. She denies the charge. The Catholic Church in Pakistan is supporting the initiative. Charles Collins spoke to Father Mario Angelo Rodriguez, the National Director for Pakistan of the Pontifical Mission Society, about this day of prayer.
The basic thing is that we can't fight the blasphemy law and we can't fight getting Asia Bibi released because we are such a small minority. So the best thing is to storm the heavens. And the Mashrihi Foundation have called for a day of prayer on the 20th. So the Pontifical Mystery Societies have joined, collaborated with the Mashrihi Foundation along with the Church in Pakistan and have not only kept it as a day of prayer, but have kept it as a day of prayer and fasting for the release of Asia Bibi and abolishing of the blasphemy law.
What is the mood with the Christians in Pakistan?
It is a situation, a very precarious situation. It's a situation of uncertainty. We have to be very careful what we say and what we do. Just like in Asia Bibi's case, just in like in all the cases that have the blasphemy law. I mean, no one will ever think of blaspheming in an Islamic republic where they know everything goes against them. Yet people, they are pressed charges. Yet things happen like this, which becomes so difficult for one to live.
What is Easter going to be like this year in your country?
No, we are not. Like, we warn up when we have we call the meetings in our various areas. And we tell the people that we have to have it on a lower note because of Muslims attacking or danger of Muslims and this and that. And the people tell us in turn, Father, where's your faith? Whatever it is, we have to celebrate Easter. We'll celebrate Easter. No canceling any of our services, no playing it down, no doing anything. But we have to celebrate Easter because that's the feast or what we celebrate. That's the feast of the risen Lord. That's our faith.
How can other Christians help the faithful in Pakistan?
I think the first thing is we need them to pray for us. The Christians of Pakistan, the Christians of the world can join hands and pray for us in solidarity. Pray for the abolishing of the blasphemy law. Pray for the release of Asia Bibi. These would be strong messages sent out to the Christians in Pakistan that we are not alone, that the Christians throughout the world are with us, supporting us, and are with us at every stage of the way. I mean, that would be something very encouraging.